Our text, I'm going to go all the way back, but I'm coming. I just want to come get to our text. And you can go ahead and turn to our text of this. And sometime when you go back, you just start all over again. Listen to what Jesus said, Mark 11:22. That's our text, the 11th chapter and 22nd verse. Y'all can go ahead and put it up. You got Mark 11:22. Remember, we're talking about doubt and what? Unbelief. What are we talking about? Doubt and unbelief. They are what? The enemy of your faith. Doubt, unbelief, fear. You can say it like this. Fear is an enemy because it makes you go against what God says. It, instead of bringing comfort to you, fear terrifies you. Oh my God, I can't do it. Oh my God, what am I going to do? Oh my God, I'm losing it. Oh my God. You're panicking. You panic. You are terrified. You are fearful. You are not stable. It messes up your mind. You don't think right, and you don't have peace. You're in turmoil. You're being tormented. That's fear. God called you to peace. You don't have your money to pay your bill. What happened? You start trying to pull strings and do stuff to try and make something happen. You're thinking about who can I lie to, who can I borrow from, who can I cheat, who can I deceive. I mean, all kind of stuff. Where has God called you to peace? That you have everything you need. My God shall supply all your need. Because I trust God, all my needs are met. I don't have a care or concern. I'm full, and therefore I bless. I help those who haven't made it. Everybody haven't made it. And that's why we preach the gospel. See, men have ulterior motives. They preach the gospel to fatten their own pocketbook. I'm not going to go back there, but I remember when I first started preaching, and I preached the revival, all that man talked about with money. He'd talk about it winning nobody to Jesus. And I thought that's what the revival was for, to win souls and revive the saints, you know. He was trying to figure out who's going to bring this kind of money, how much money he's going to get. And he promised me a little bit, and he did. He gave me what he promised. But he pocketed the rest of it. That's all right. That's his choice. But listen to what Jesus said. I won't get off on that. Because the Lord had much to say to his people in this hour, and had much for us to do. Hallelujah. Jesus said, we got it up there. Jesus answered and said unto them, what? Do what? Have faith. He said, have faith in God. Another translation said, have the God kind of faith. Do what? Have the God kind of faith. Other word, he's saying it like, have faith like God. God said, light be, light showed up. God said, light be. And what happened? Now notice, he said what? For verily I say unto you, this is verse 23, have faith in God. Verse 23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever. Who? Whosoever. He said, well, you done read that verse again. I ate some eggs the other morning. Guess what? I plan to eat some in the morning. Because I know how faith comes. I know how it comes. And when I think I have arrived, that's when I have messed up. Jeremiah says, I believe Jeremiah may be a limitation. I think it's Jeremiah. He said, thy new mercy I see every morning. God don't give you old mercy. Every morning there's new mercy for you. He don't give you leftover mercies. God want us to understand, and I'm going to say it like this, God want us to understand, ain't nothing stale about me. I'm fresh. I'm new. I'm life. You may have been full of life yesterday. I got fresh life for you today.